Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And hey, we've got a great show lined up for you today, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we have a couple of announcements.
Yeah, I want to remind you, of course, Guy Finley's annual Talk in the Pines is happening this month. It's going to be June 19th through the 23rd, although he's got two programs, either the three-day or the five-day, and it will be online. But this year, the Talk in the Pines is about deepening your relationship with the divine, live boldly, forgive freely, and love unconditionally. If you haven't heard this master teacher, well, you know, you're in for a treat. All of the details are in the event section of ConsciousTalk.net. So check it out. And remember, it will also be online. There's going to be live streaming. But all the details are there. So check it out.
Also, Amma, she is coming to Western Washington. She's going to be in the Seattle Bellevue area June 6th and 7th.
That was today,
and she was here yesterday. She's at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Bellevue. If you haven't had a chance to see her, sit with her, get a blessing, well, then you're missing out. So think about that, and you still have today to do that, and all her programs are free.
Yeah, and go to her simple website on that one.
Yes, it's just amma.org.
Yes, okay. Also, let's not forget our friends Vitamin Life in Redmond. They continue with their free natural health lecture series this June. And the next one coming up is on enzymes, the unsung heroes of the body. I know that sounds funny, but these are really great and informative talks. So check them out in the event section. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, there is much to worry about in this world. But for some people, the problem is much bigger. They suffer from panic. And we'll talk to Tom Bunn, author of Panic Free, the 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia. He's a former airline pilot turned therapist who has dealt with it all and has a real solution you can master yourself. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Tom Bunn. He's the author of Panic Free, the 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia. And this is a result of his many years addressing flight panic in his role as an airline pilot. Now, he's also a licensed therapist, a regular contributor to Psychology Today, and a former U.S. Air Force captain who flew the Air Force's first supersonic jet fighter, the F-100. You know, which had to be a panic, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You can check him out and find out more information about his program by going to panicfree.net. Tom, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you very much for having me on today. Thanks.
So I guess what inspired your book, and you can tell us, was maybe your own panic and fear when you were flying airplanes?
Well, I got to tell you, if you're not afraid when you're flying a fighter, you obviously don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But But it really started at Pan Am. After I left the Air Force, we had a pilot there who ran a course on fear of flying. And it was one of the very first courses, and it was groundbreaking, but still a little limited in what we could accomplish. So at the end of the course, we had what was called a graduation flight. And we had told our clients that breathing exercises would do a good job of taking care of their anxieties and feeling and panic and so on. But on the graduation flight, as they did the breathing exercises, just as we told them, some of them were sitting there in a full-blown state of panic, and it was pretty awful. So I kept saying to the guy who ran the course, we needed to do something about that. And what seemed to be promising, I thought at the time, was cognitive behavioral therapy, so I suggested we add that in. When that never happened, I set up my own organization, SOAR, and started trying to find more effective ways to deal with the panic problem. And it didn't work out too well with cognitive. The problem with cognitive is exactly that. It's cognitive. And when a person is in a state of panic, they got no cognition left over.
Yeah, that's right. They're in the full cascade, the physical cascade of, you know, neurological.
So it became clear that if anything was going to work for flight, in flight panic, it was going to have to be something that worked automatically. And I wasn't the only person trying to develop something that would work automatically. There was a therapist in Washington, D.C., came up with what's called thought stopping. Jerry Lynn Ross came up with that. She said, okay, put a rubber band on your wrist every time you think an anxiety-provoking thought. Snap the rubber band, cause yourself some pain. In time, that will inhibit the thought. And I guess it makes sense, but I just, you know, self-inflicted pain didn't really sit well with me. So I thought about, what about something a little bit more sophisticated? How about we link being on the plane? Let's say the door closing is a tricky moment. Let's say the door closing. As soon as you think of door closing, maybe we can think of something else. Train the mind to do something else. So I was working on redirecting flying thoughts to some experience a person had in their life. It was a big deal. And it was working hit or miss until I found that women who linked to nursing their children when they were infants, all of the people who linked to nursing did great. What's going on here? So that was at about the time that it was discovered that when a mother nurses a child, she produces oxytocin. And when oxytocin is produced, they said the fear system shuts down, the anxiety system shuts down. The idea is that it takes quite a while to do that nursing activity, maybe, what, 30, 40 minutes. So what if halfway through the mother got anxious that there's other things I need to do? I got to knock off this nursing and go clean the house and go shopping or something. If that happened too often, the baby wouldn't get the nourishment it needs. So nature took care of the child's needs by causing oxytocin to be produced during nursing. Can't produce stress hormones when you produce oxytocin. That effectively shuts down the fear system. So the mother could have the thought come to mind of, that I need to do other things, but it's not going to get any traction. It doesn't cause any stress hormones release. So she could go ahead and have that thought and continue nursing because of the shutdown of the fear system. That was the first breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
And look, so, you know, our listeners are saying, okay, so you just covered half the population, but you know, in reality, most of modern people, you know, although they're getting back to it, they don't, you know, they may not be able to relate to nursing. So what about a drug? Let's take a drug. Isn't that the usual answer to everything in this culture?
Yeah. And sometimes people ask about artificial use of oxytocin. And Sue Carter's the big expert on oxytocin. She told me that if you if you produce it naturally, you know what it's going to do. If you try to produce, to administer it artificially, she says sometimes you get surprised about what happens.
I bet. When I was reading your book, Tom, and I read about the oxytocin and the nursing, the thought came immediately to me about the moments, the precious moments I have with my little cat, Sasha. I have these most precious, loving moments with this cat, and I have with my other cats before her. And so I just happened to be in the dentist chair the other day and going through a very kind of tough procedure. And at one point, she hit a nerve, and I got pain, and my heart started to beat really, really, really hard. You know how and I my whole body kind of stiffened. And, of course, she said, I'm sorry, and she gave me some more Novocaine. But what I did, because I had read your book, is I thought about my precious moments with Sasha. And immediately, my heart rate started to slow down, and my body started to relax. And before I knew it, I was back to normal before she did administer another shot of Novocaine. So I get that that works. That really works.
Yes, it's amazingly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And nature kind of figured out that's what needs to happen to support various parts of the reproductive repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other areas of reproduction where oxytocin plays a role, such as when you pick up a newborn child and hold a newborn,
mm-hmm.
you produce oxytocin to do the other things that mm-hmm. oxytocin mm-hmm. does, and that's to cause bonding.
Yes.
To make you feel protective of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you know, this one you might like, and that is when guys have an orgasm, you produce a big blast of oxytocin,
mm-hmm.
not to shut the fear system down,
right.
but to cause bonding. Nature's trying to get you to feel connected with your partner so that
right.
if a child develops as a result of this activity, there's
mm-hmm.
going to be two people hanging out with the kid rather than one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
You know, what happens is our female partners get annoyed with us when we fall asleep, but if they knew it was really doing bonding, they might have a better view of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, thank you very much. I'm going to sleep now. What? Yeah, yeah. Well, this goes along with all of the things that we have talked about in consciousness for 18 years, and that is, you know, go with how you actually work, you know,
mm-hmm.
not with the artificial approach. So in some ways, you know, this sounds a lot like neurolinguistics or hypnosis that people may have used in some ways. But, you know, you don't necessarily have the time to go through those kinds of trainings. And this is a little different.
Mm-hmm. This is much more spontaneous in a way.
I think you're right that people who know NLP think of it as similar to NLP,
right.
and people
mm-hmm.
who do hypnosis fact.
Right.
One guy who's big in that community, he says, this is hypnotism. You're a hypnotist. I said, well, yeah, but you think everything is hypnotism.
Yeah, right, right.
When
you see a nail, you're always a hammer.
That's
right. Sort of the corollary of that. Well, hang on, because we're going to continue this conversation with Tom Bunn. We're talking about his book, Panic Free. It's a 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia. I don't know of many others that you can actually do in 10 days and have it work. So hold on. We're going to find out more after these messages.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fiber, fruits, and vegetables, producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you. Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk, and if you just joined us, well, you know, maybe you heard of today's special guest. His name is Tom Bunn, and if you are an aeronautics fan, you may realize that he was the Air Force's first supersonic jet fighter pilot for the F-100. And what's so interesting about that, and of course he became an airline pilot afterward, and he dealt with a lot of people with fear of flying, and he wrote a wonderful book. It caught our attention because we run into few programs that are actually effective in a short period of time. And this one is called Panic Free. It's the 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia.
So, Tom, what I was going to mention was I'm always looking for simple solutions. Simple doesn't necessarily mean easy, but the more straightforward a solution can be, and the simpler the process to getting there, really has my attention. And I look for that, and I practice that as much as I can, and then I usually pass that on to my clients. And one of the things that was so amazing about your book was the oxytocin that you came upon. Nursing mothers that produce that, and when you're in that state where oxytocin is being produced, you cannot be in fear. In other words, you couldn't panic or go into anxiety or anything in that state. And in the first segment, I relayed that it was my cat, Sasha, the one that I have this precious relationship with, that I used in the dentist chair. And I think you were going to tell us that they did a study on dogs and people in that particular situation, right?
Yeah, they found that when we interact with our dogs, we produce oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think it's because of the way dogs look at us. They look at us like you're the only person in the world, and I'm totally devoted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And why does that fit into this whole thing about human reproduction? And that's because we know that oxytocin is produced in sexual foreplay and in romantic situations where two lovers look at each other like you are the only person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally devoted to you. And that causes oxytocin to be produced. And then oxytocin then shuts down the fear of getting physically close.
Very interesting. And is there, did you discover part of the reason you wrote this? Did you discover there's a lot of people out there that have panic attacks and anxiety and even claustrophobia? Is that why this book was so important for you to write?
Well, the way it worked out was the people I was working with on fear of flying, it wasn't just that they were afraid of the plane crashing. They were afraid that they were going to crash. They were afraid that they were going to have a panic attack on the plane.
Mm.
And there they are in a situation where they have no control, no escape, and they thought they could be stuck in panic for hours.
Mm.
So this was keeping them from getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this system started working and we were able to stop panic on the airplane, it was pretty easy. Even early in this process to run at about 80% success rate in stopping panic on the plane, and we can do better than that now. But I had assumed, I hadn't even thought about panic on the ground. I had assumed that was being taken care of pretty well by cognitive behavioral therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of years ago, I took a look at that, and I found that according to the research, some of the big studies, about 17% of the people who are treated with CBT actually become panic-free, and that what CBT focuses on mainly is trying to help people be comfortable with panic. Don't worry if you panic. That's not exactly the answer every panic sufferer wants. They'd like to get rid of the panic attack. So I thought, gee, you know, if we're doing close to 100% dealing with panic in the air, we should easily be able to stop panic on the ground. So that's when I figured I would take a look at it. So I sent out a survey to people I was working with, had worked with on fear of flying, and to ask them, although we hadn't focused on panic on the ground, did it generalize to panic, stopping panic on the ground? And it was a very high number. So I figured, well, if we actually, instead of just saying, let's focus on the door of the plane closing and the turbulence and all those things, let's focus on MRI machines and bridges and tunnels and elevators.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be able to get close to 100% success in stopping panic there, too. So that's how the book came about.
Yeah.
Well, and you also talk about anxiety, you know, and claustrophobia. But is there a difference between panic and anxiety?
Well, yeah, because this almost comes back to the very title of your work, The Conscious Talk, because when a person has anxiety, they are concerned that something awful will happen, but they know it's not happening right now.
Mm.
They're afraid it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in panic is that in panic, a person produces enough stress hormones that they lose the ability to consciously examine what kind of processing they're doing. See, ordinarily, we know whether we are perceiving something or remembering something or imagining something.
Mm-hmm.
But when stress hormones rise high enough, and how high it needs to be depends on the person, but when the stress hormones rise high enough, a person stops noticing the difference between what's in their mind being caused by imagination or memory or perception, And it all becomes perception, they believe. Mm. So if they're imagining their plane is going to crash, they believe their plane is crashing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the difference between anxiety and panic. Mm-hmm. In anxiety, you believe something might happen, but it's not happening. In panic, you believe it's happening.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, in dealing with it, you talk about unconscious procedural memory and you know, how that all falls into place with this, but one of the things that we've been dealing with lately, going back to animals, is horses. Horses yeah. are prey animals, so they freak out, you know, in a nanosecond. And they're hardwired for that. I mean, more hardwired than we are. I mean, they just have quicker reflexes. One of the things that we discovered was that they need some exposure to the thing that causes the panic, but not too much. You have to do it sort of in a repetitive way and slowly,
incrementally.
Like yeah. you yeah. get close and then you go far enough away so that they lose their panic,
fear,
and then move them up. And each time they get a little closer and a little closer until it's a no thing. Is your therapy something like that?
No, it's not, because what we're talking about is starting out at a very low level of exposure, too mm-hmm. low for the amygdala to release stress hormones.
Okay.
And then slightly increase it so that the next day when you expose yourself or the animal to the stimuli, it doesn't notice the difference. And then you slowly increase the amount of exposure, just making sure that the incremental increase is not noticeable until finally you can use 100% exposure and it's okay. You can't do that with an airplane.
Right. Yeah. That's right. That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you maybe can't even do that getting on an elevator or going into a tunnel if you're in that
state. Hard to.
It's hard to do that. So this is what is unique about this method that you're teaching. So let's get into a little bit of how do you teach this?
Well, we've talked about how we can shut down the fear system by producing oxytocin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to try to keep it simple. If you think about your car, you've got an accelerator pedal and you've got a brake pedal. And what we're talking about when we're saying produce oxytocin, what we're talking about is blocking the accelerator pedal. We mm-hmm. don't want any more stress hormones going into the brain and body. Just mm-hmm. like you say, I'm going to block the accelerator pedal so that no more gas can go into the engine. Okay.
Right.
That takes care of it from that approach, prevent the release of stress hormones. That will stop getting revved up. The other side of it, and this is based on a discovery by Stephen Porges, I think it's the most important discovery in psychology, maybe ever, but certainly recently. And that is our calming system, our brake system, the system that slows us down.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the parasympathetic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually activated by other people.
Mm-hmm.
What about other people activates it? It's their face, the quality of their voice, and their touch. As you know, when a baby gets upset, baby doesn't have any ability to calm down.
Right.
They do have the parasympathetic nervous system, what we could call the hardware. They've got the computer. They don't have any software to operate
mm-hmm.
it. So the caregiver, usually mom, presents her face, talks to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby doesn't understand those words, but
right.
the baby's calming system does resonate with mm-hmm. the quality of her voice
mm-hmm.
and touch. So face, voice, and touch activate the calming system and calm the baby down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way we get calmed. Now, the question is, do we now, as adults, have to have someone with us to calm us down? Or do we have enough history of secure and safe relationships with people that we've been able to build a person inside that will activate our calming system, even if we're alone?
Well, we're going to answer that question when we come back from this break. We're here with Tom Bunn. The book is Panic Free. The website is panicfree.net. We'll be back right after these messages.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom. You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in today here to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Just want to remind you quickly that our website is conscioustalk.net. We also have a Facebook page. We have some free offers up there that are still up there, folks, for you to take advantage of. And we highly recommend those free offers because they're all offers that can help you with your health, help you navigate through life. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Tom Bunn. We're talking about Panic Free. It's the 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia. It is a book, folks. And you can, of course, get it by clicking through on our website. But Tom, you were just laying out something that was really important. We always talk about our inner landscape and how everything starts with us. You know, that's a lot of what we do here on Conscious Talk. But you brought up a very important discovery that it's actually an outer, when it comes to shutting down the stress hormones, there's...
The thing we talked about first is oxytocin shuts
right.
down
mm-hmm.
the production
right.
of stress hormones.
Right.
What we're talking about getting into now is how to override them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How to apply the brakes, even if you are stressed.
Right.
And Stephen Porges, I mentioned, he's the guy who discovered this. He was in grad school studying something called heart rate variability. It's when you breathe in, your heart rate goes up to transport the oxygen that's in the lungs. In a few seconds, it's transported, you exhale, and when you exhale, your heart can slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And it slows down because the vagus nerve is stimulated. So when he was studying this, he had some of his subjects hooked up to this equipment that he was using to study their heart rate change. And what surprised him was that when a friend of one of the people he had hooked up to his machine came by, their heart rate would go down. They thought, mm-hmm. what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So he started looking at that, and he found that when we are with other people, if they send us the right signals that we're physically safe with them and emotionally safe with them, it slows our heart rate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're using now, because what Porges, he says this is so effective that he calls it the vagal brake.
Mm-hmm.
And he likens it to being in a car, as I was suggesting before. You've got the brake pedal and the
right.
accelerator pedal.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your foot solidly on the brake pedal, it doesn't matter if you pump on the accelerator pedal to put more gas in the engine. The car's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, the brake pedal can override stress hormones or gasoline in the car. And in the humans, the vagal brake can override stress hormones if we know how to apply the brake pedal.
Right.
And he told us how to do it.
But do we have to have those actual people present in a situation?
Either present or build them in.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Build them in and through memory, you mean?
Yeah. You could, for example, if there's a situation where you know you're stressed, you could link being with that person and that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also talk about what a person can do just in day-to-day living
mm-hmm.
to bring that person into their awareness psychologically,
mm-hmm.
even if they're not actually physically
mm-hmm.
present.
Yeah, because we could be in situations where that person isn't going to be physically with us, and you're going to be in the throes of something like that, and you're going to need to know how to put the brake pedal on, and when you do, I think you want to make sure, damn sure, it's going to work, because it's no
yeah.
fun being in high levels of anxiety yeah. or panic, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, of course, everybody says, well, can you do this in 10 days? Can I program myself in 10
mm-hmm.
days to do something that's so monumental? I mean, we know people that go into panic attacks, and I think we've all at some point in our life had that situation where you lose control. Everything you know goes out the window.
Yeah, you're not thinking clearly. In fact, you may not be thinking at all. And some people get paralyzed under that kind of panic attack. So when we come back from this break, we'd like you to hit upon that, Tom. You know, how do we do that without the person being present? And what if we're one of those that goes into panic and we get paralyzed and we everything shuts down? In fact, we can't even move because we're in that paralytic state. That does happen from time to time. So we're going to address those issues when we come back. This is a great book, by the way, folks. Panic Free, the 10-Day Program to End Panic, Anxiety, and Claustrophobia by Tom Bunn. The website is panicfree.net. And when we come back, we're going to kind of get into some of those deeper issues and find out from Tom how this really works and can it really work in a 10-day program that he puts through in his book. We'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and if you just joined us, we're here with Tom Bunn. We're talking about his book, Panic Free, the 10-Day Program to End Panic, Anxiety, and Claustrophobia. And Tom, I think the big question is that, as you said, this is so simple that you can teach this with your book. You know, we really haven't seen this happen before. So is this really going to work for people?
Yeah, because we are born with this calming system. As I was saying, that a child, when they're born, they've got the computer to calm down, but they've got no software to actuate it. So who actuates it? Usually it's the mom. Some caregivers got to present their face, their voice, and their touch, and that calms the baby. Mm-hmm. So what do we do as adults if we didn't get enough of that built in at that time? Mm-hmm. What we're looking for now is there a person in your life who you're completely safe with, both physically and emotionally? Mm-hmm. You see, we go to a lot of social situations. We know we're safe physically, but the people we're with may be competitive, or they may be judgmental. They may be criticizing us. They might not say anything overtly, but you know you're being judged. Mm-hmm. What we're looking for is a friend who sometimes when you're with them, you might even feel your guard let down. But it needs to be a friend who's non-judgmental. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to overlook this person who can be so valuable as a resource for us, because people who are not judgmental, sometimes we don't think of them as being very special because they're so easygoing. What we're looking for is a person who, when you're with them, without your knowing that they're sending these signals and without you knowing that you're picking them up, you're picking up signals from their face, you're picking up safety signals from the quality of their voice, and you're picking up signals from their body language or touch. So that will activate your vagus nerve, which is the key component in the calming system, the parasympathetic nervous system, that will apply the vagal brake and will override stress hormones. So what I suggest your listeners do in the next few days to test this is, first of all, find a person in your life who you feel completely calm with at certain times. There's probably nobody that's always going to be just like that. with you, but think of a person who at least sometimes when you're with them, you feel completely at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next few days, instead of trying to ignore anxiety, look for it so that you can pick it up at the very first moment it raises its head and immediately imagine that your friend just walked in the room, comes over to you, says hello, gives you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the three things we're getting there?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting their face.
Mm-hmm.
Signals from their face are calming. We're getting their voice when they say hello.
Mm-hmm.
The signals from the quality of their voice are calming. And they come over and give us a hug or whatever is appropriate for our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're like most people, you're going to get zapped with stress hormones quite a few times every day. Lots of chances to apply this. The key is to use it every time you feel revved up. Use this to get revved down. And in a few days, it'll become automatic and you won't even have to think about it for it to happen.
Yeah, it's just practicing it, correct?
Yeah, you're going to commit it to that area we just touched on briefly, unconscious procedural memory. You know, when you first learned to drive a car, it wasn't easy, but
right.
Now it is. It's
mm-hmm.
so easy that you could be having a conversation as you drive the car. Who's
mm-hmm.
driving the car? You're on mental autopilot.
Right.
Right.
Your unconscious procedural memory. That part of the brain isn't bothered by stress hormones.
Mm.
That's the part of the brain that lets people who do high-stress jobs like policemen, emergency room people, or firemen perform under high stress. They can't think very clearly when they're under high stress. So what they do is they train so that they can do these procedures that they need to do in an emergency situation
mm-hmm.
in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is to give you your own first responder to take care of panic and anxiety so that every time you start to get revved up, this person, because you've trained that person to come into your mind, when you get revved up, will come into your mind automatically.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you're the kind of person that when anxiety strikes or panic, you freeze? You just like...
That's an interesting phenomenon, and Stephen Porges talks about that as well. He talks about what he calls the immobilization system.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the in earliest systems to develop in evolutionarily. There are creatures who, he says, over 200 million years ago, the way they defended from an attack, they would play dead. They
mm-hmm.
would just
mm-hmm.
freeze.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some creatures today that do that. There are some bugs that if you touch them, they roll over on their back, they stick their legs up.
Right.
And because they have hardly any brain, they can lie there like that for months without causing trouble. But in humans, it does cause trouble because we have a huge brain.
Right.
So if we... Well, let me back up a little bit. Let's say you start to panic and your heart rate goes way up and your breathing rate goes way up and you get all this tension. All right, obviously, that's not playing dead. But if you go into that hyper-arousal state, you can, some of us, have a bounce-back effect where we go to the opposite direction. The heart rate goes way down. The breathing
mm-hmm.
rate goes way down. And we're essentially thrown into this very ancient system of immobilization,
right?
The system of playing dead in order to try to a predator to lose interest in us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this also reminds me of before you actually go that far. For some people, a big event will happen that's a panic thing, and everything slows down, and they are able to perform without. Kind of being involved. I mean, you know, they just sort of go on automatic. And I think of car accidents, that kind of thing, where all of a sudden your world slows down. So we have these systems built in where we perceive very differently.
And the question is, prior to this emergency, did you learn a procedure that would kick in that emergency?
Right.
And if you didn't, you're just going to be like a deer in the headlights.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And so that's why you're going to want to repeat your procedure. You practice with it and you'll get there in 10 days if you keep it going, right?
Yeah, that's pretty easy to, in fact, I think some of the listeners are going to find just in 2 or 3 days this particular part of the 10-day program,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be able to master in just 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've intentionally brought to mind a friend's face, voice, and touch every time you've gotten revved up. Every time you get revved up, you're going to automatically calm down.
Mm. Wow.
That's valuable.
Oh, you bet.
When I mentioned before is that when people get stressed enough, they lose the ability to separate what's imaginary from what's real. Mm-hmm. And this is important, and this is part of panic. If a person doesn't automatically downregulate from alarm when stress hormones are released, downregulate enough to be able to think clearly and see what the situation is, they aren't going to be able to handle that emergency very well.
Right.
What happens is that when they get alarmed, they stay alarmed, and they can't think clearly enough to really be sure whether the threat that the amygdala was responding to produce those stress hormones, they can't really tell whether that threat is real or imaginary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why panic can happen. For example, a person can have pounding heart and believe they're having a heart attack.
Interesting. And that does make sense.
Yeah.
Makes complete sense. Well, folks, the book is Panic Free, and it is a 10-day program to end panic, anxiety, and claustrophobia. Very valuable information to have around.
Yeah, and I think that, as you mentioned, Tom, there are so many situations. I mean, I was just thinking of all these areas where people could be affected and really help themselves out. Taking a test. For instance, if you're a student, a lot of people freak out, that kind of a thing. So this makes so much sense.
Yeah. And believe me, the book is an easy read. I was very good just following those steps and learning how really easy this can be, regardless of whether you believe it or not. But I really enjoyed the read, Tom, and it made so much sense to me. And like I said, I did practice the oxytocin, and that really did work for me. It was really a quite fascinating thing to be able to suddenly just go to that place and re-experience that feeling I have with her when she cuddles up and purrs and her little tongue comes out and she's got her little pink paws up in the air. It's very sweet and very endearing. So we want to thank you so much for writing such a great book and a simple process, and for joining us today. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Conscious Talk. Radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.